Okay, good morning, welcome. So this is a special day for climate economists, because climate economics, not only because of this conference, but also you may know that the EU Parliament is voting today on the Fit for 55 package. In particular, one of them is concerning, two of them in fact are concerned with the carbon pricing, which is the topic of the day. But before we talk about that, I would like to introduce Thomas Roemer, who is the administrator of Collège de France, who wants to tell you a few words. Thank you very much, Thomas. The floor is yours.
Thank you. Administrator in English sounds a bit strange. So this is one of these French titles that are difficult to translate. So I'm doing not so much administration. In fact, I'm more like head of the Collège de France, or chair, or president. It's always difficult to find exact English term. Ladies and gentlemen, dear colleagues, I'm very happy. It's a great pleasure for me to welcome you to this colloquium, Efficient Climate Policies in an Uncertain World. More and more uncertain indeed. Organized by our colleague Christian Gaulier, who's the first holder here of the annual chair Avenir Commun Durable. This chair, Avenir Commun Durable, was created as part of the initiative of the same name, launched in 2021 by several professors here of the Collège de France, and under the instigation of our colleague Jean-Marie Tarascon, whom I like to thank very much for having taken this initiative. Dedicated to the challenges of environment and energy transition, it welcomes international experts each year to highlight current research in this field. This chair is supported by the Collège de France Foundation and its major sponsors, Covéa and Total Energy. The question of ecological transition, and even of a world that will still be livable in a few decades, is one of humanity's major concerns. Looking back to the past, we see that our societies have experienced major climatic upheavals in the past, such as period of drought in ancient Near East in the first millennium BC, or what they call the Little Ice Age that affected Europe in the 17th century. The science of antiquity and the science of religion also make us aware that the fact that humanity was early aware of the fragility of the world in which it lived. Our contemporary societies have become even more aware that we need to change many things in order to confront and limit climate change, which is now inevitable. These changes obviously also have an important economic component and reveal obvious inequalities, as revealed, among others, by the discussion around the price of carbon, which will be one of the major issues also of this meeting. So I would like to thank very much Christian Gaulier for including this conference on efficient climate policies in his teaching program here at the Collège de France. Of course, there's no need to introduce Christian Gaulier. Let me just say some words. He's the executive director of the Toulouse School of Economics, an internationally renowned professor of decision theory under uncertainty, which applications in climate economics, finance, and cost-benefit analysis, and special interest in long-term sustainable effects. He's a fellow of the Economic Society, received an ERC advanced grant in 2011, and as you all know, he founded the Toulouse School of Economics alongside with Jean Tirole, where he has served as a director, vice president, and again, since December 2017, a director. Currently, he is president-elect of the European Association of Environmental and Resource Economists. So we are very pleased here in the Collège de France to welcome him this year as a colleague, and we hope he might return one day. That's our hope. So I guess you all know also what is the Collège de France. Let me just say a few words. It's quite a unique institution. I'm proud to say this because there's not really comparable things in the world. You have Institute of Advanced Studies, but the Collège de France is something special. It's a public institution of higher education and research. The Collège de France offers free access to research by the best specialists, as today, for instance. And as its motto states, Docet Omnia, we teach everything. No discipline is excluded. This teaching is about research in progress, not about established truths, but about the latest discoveries and hypotheses of scientific research. So today's symposium will address climate policy, particularly from an economic perspective, where questions about the price of carbon are paramount. The question of uncertainty, which is, of course, aggravated by recent crises, and the difficulty of ecological planning, to use a term from the French election campaign, are at the heart of these climate policies. Christian Gollier, you have succeeded in bringing together here the best specialists on this topic, including Professor William Nordhaus, who will give the opening keynote reading lecture, professor at Yale and the winner of the 2018 Nobel Prize in Economics for his work integrated climate change into the economy in the long term. So I would like to thank all the speakers for agreeing to participate in this symposium. Some came from far away, and we are very happy to welcome you here. I wish you all an interesting and stimulating meeting that I'm sure will open also new perspectives and new ideas. And I give back the word to Christian, who introduced now the conference.
I know you are very busy today.
Yeah, so, unfortunately, I have another meeting. So
sure. If
you are this administrator or whatever, you have to run the whole day. So that's my my pity. So I would have liked very much to hear and to listen to you and to learn from you. But I think you will represent the Collège de France very, very well.
Thank you.
So have a nice meeting. See you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Mike.
Okay, so yes, it's also a very special day for me because this conference concludes my position as a visiting professor at Collège de France. It's, as Thomas mentioned, it's an annual chair. Next year, there will be another chair holder, this time a specialist in the law of climate change. Yes, this event is quite special for me. I mean, the lecture that I gave to the Collège de France was very well attended. I was very impressed by the intensity of the interest in Paris and in France about those topics. Some of them are quite obscure for non-specialists, in particular the issues of discounting, which I'm sure we will come back all along this today. So just before introducing the first keynote lecturer of the day, let me just state a simple thing. So in climate economics, there is a very, very strong consensus that in order to reduce emissions of CO2 and other greenhouse gases, we will have to use a price signal. That is a carbon tax or a market for permits. Without that, it will be very hard to attain the objective. So there is a very strong consensus on that, and you can see in the media one statement signed by endorsed by I don't remember 24 Nobel Prize winner, all the chairman of the Fed still living, and thousands of academic economists in the US, and you have a similar statement in Europe that was sponsored by the European Association of Environmental Economists. So the consensus is very strong. Academic consensus is not necessarily translated into practice and policies. In particular, there is still a very big issue associated to the social acceptability on carbon pricing. But the social acceptability of carbon pricing is in fact hiding the fact that, you know, climate transition or energy transition will be costly. And any climate policies will generate costs for the people, either consumers or taxpayers or investors, savers. And so the carbon pricing has this advantage to be able to compensate some categories of consumers or citizens who are the most affected by the transition without affecting the price signal. So there is one issue there, and clearly it's a big issue in France and Europe, and we will see today the votes at the EU Parliament probably rejecting the proposal of the Commission to impose a carbon price for consumers in the sectors of mobility and eating. So we will check that by the end of the day, but that will probably what happened because of the environmental committee of the Parliament made that recommendation with a very strong majority. The second issue, and that's more for academics, and that will be the issue of the day, is that although there is a strong consensus we should have a carbon pricing mechanism, there is no consensus about what should be that price. Okay, and the absence of consensus has different origins. First, the methodology may differ from one expert to the other. Some experts would like to use a cost-benefit approach, the Pigouvian approach of imposing a price equaling to the marginal damages, and other experts propose to use to impose a carbon price that corresponds to the shadow price of the climate target, the 2 degrees Celsius or the 1.5 degrees Celsius associated to this target or this climate ambition. There should be a carbon value associated to that. But not only that, there is, and that's the title of the day. I mean, the conference today is related to how should we price carbon in the face of the big uncertainties surrounding these issues, and let me just mention a few of them. Technological uncertainties. I mean, there is so much uncertainty about how the fully decarbonized European economy will look like in 2050, and whether we will use capture and sequestration, how will we solve the intermittency of renewables in electricity, what's the role of hydrogen in batteries, will we be able to produce those batteries given the scarcity of some of the resources necessary to produce those batteries at the level necessary to produce electricity or to supply electricity when there is no wind or when there is no sun. But also, of course, uncertainty associated to the destiny of the prosperity of humanity on this planet. What will be those damages? How should we quantify the damages associated to our inaction today? There is also a lot of uncertainty associated to that. And of course, the first speaker of the day is the worldwide specialist of these issues. So today, the topic, and I'm not sure we will be able to produce a full answer to those issues, but the topic will be how do we deal with uncertainty when we think about the intensity of our responsibility toward future generation in the field of climate change. So to try to answer those questions, I asked 9 of my colleagues, including myself, to make a few presentations. There will be 2 keynote lectures of 1 hour and 7 paper presentations of 40 minutes. I ask all the speakers to make sure that we have at least 5 minutes or 10 minutes, and Bill tell me he's ready to take questions for 15 minutes. That's great. I think exchanging ideas is critically important in this field. And so, yes, without further details about the day, let me introduce William Nardos. I mean, he does not need much introduction here. Bill is professor of economics at Yale University, and he's the awardee of the Nobel Prize of 2018 for his works of 40 years, or I don't know how many decades you work on climate change, but I think you started in the middle of the 70s. So it's a long time ago, so your persistence has been awarded in this field, which is not always the case in our field. So Bill, the floor is yours.